Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. The United States is directly negotiating with North Korea. Then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. Has Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont fled to Brussels? And the U.S. Postal Service aims to please this holiday season. Reuters reports that the United States is directly engaged in negotiations with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. President Trump had said in the past that such negotiations are a waste of time. Here is Matthew LaRotonda with the story.
A diplomatic source has confirmed that the U.S. government is negotiating directly with North Korea over Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions, despite President Donald Trump stating that such efforts were a waste of time. A senior State Department official telling Reuters that Joseph Yun, a U.S. diplomat, has been quietly speaking with North Korea's representatives to the United Nations. The so-called New York Channel is generally reserved for discussions outside the nuclear program, such as the release of hostages. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson first revealed in early October that the administration was engaging North Korea directly, but his comments were smacked down by the president that same day. Trump taking to Twitter to say Tillerson was, quote, wasting his time and that he should save his energy. This, combined with Trump's mocking of Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man, led to speculation that the effort was going to be curtailed. Tillerson later saying that diplomacy would continue, though it wasn't clear exactly how. Reuters' source now says that Yun's mission hasn't been curbed in any way. What's unknown is whether it's produced any results. And the official says that the president's threats against Pyongyang only seem to have complicated the effort. Trump is scheduled to begin a trip to Asia on Friday, including South Korea.
And now it's time for your market report. Here is Reuters' Fred Katayama breaking down Wall Street's exit from October.
Investors not spooked on the last trading day of October. Strong earnings from consumer companies powered the S&P 500 higher on Tuesday. The indexes made big gains for the month. Templeton Emerging Markets Executive Chairman Mark Mobius sees the rally continuing.
I think it looks like it's going to keep on going. And mainly it's because of ETF activity. If you see the flows of money going into ETFs. And of course, the big ETFs are the U.S. market straight index funds. When you have a situation like that, more and more money goes into the same stocks and the index moves up.
Leading the charge, Oreo maker Mondelez. The snack maker's quarterly profit catapulted higher, and revenue rose on strong demand for key brands like Oreo and Trident Gum. Also ascending, Kellogg shares. The cereal maker's sales increased for the first time in more than 2 years. Qualcomm shares fell. Sources say Apple could drop Qualcomm's chips in iPhones and iPads beginning next year. Analysts say chipmaker Intel would benefit the most if Apple switches vendors, and its stock shot to a 17-year high. Another sign of a tightening labor market, U.S. labor costs rose at its quickest year-on-year pace in 2.5 years in the third quarter. And consumer sentiment jumped to a nearly 17-year high in October. In Europe, a rally in tech and industrial stocks nudged the markets higher.
Now let's see how Wall Street is performing today. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 29 points and opened strong this morning, gaining 112 points, making the average 23,490 in early trading. The Nasdaq yesterday also closed up 29 points and in early trading was up 7 points at 6,735. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 2 points and in early trading was up 10 points at 2,585. This morning, crude oil was up 34 cents at $54.72 a barrel. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up a whopping 416 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 353. The London FTSE 100 was up 22 in afternoon trading, and the DAX in Germany was also up 223. Today's quote of the day comes from Mother Angelica. Saints are ordinary people who do what they do for the love of Jesus. Say what they must say without fear, love their neighbor even when they are cursed by him, and live without regret over yesterday or fear of tomorrow. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/book.
Today is the Feast of All Saints. On this day, the Catholic Church honors all saints, known and unknown, for the ranks of the saints go well beyond the numbers who have been canonized. In the early church, martyrs would be venerated at the sites of their martyrdom on the anniversary they died. Eventually, there were too many martyrs for them to each have their own day, and the church celebrated a Feast of All Martyrs. This eventually morphed into the Feast of All Saints. Pope Gregory III moved the date of the feast from May 13th to November 1st, and by the time of Charlemagne, it was celebrated widely on that date. The saints are part of the Church triumphant, the just who have been made perfect and have attained the beatific vision in heaven. We on earth in the Church militant are not cut off from the saints, however, and they intercede for us and our intentions. For God hears the prayer of the righteous. All you saints in heaven, pray for us. The BBC reports that former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont has gone to Belgium, and his Belgian lawyer, Paul Bickaert, says that he will not return to Spain to answer the charges Madrid has levied against him, including rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds in connection with last month's controversial independence referendum. He has been ordered to appear in court in Madrid on Thursday, but his lawyer has suggested that Puigdemont should be questioned in Belgium. Citing his high risk of detention, Puigdemont has indicated that he would fight extradition and wait and see what the Spanish authorities' further reaction will be before returning to Spain. During a press conference yesterday, Puigdemont denied that he was seeking asylum in Belgium and stated that he was there both for safety purposes and so he could speak freely. Reaction to Puigdemont's flight from Spain have been mixed.
For me, Barcelona is now the capital of the Catalan Republic. That's what I feel. Most of the people here in Catalonia, we were a little bit disappointed. But after having declared independence, nobody talked. No, he hasn't flown. I mean, they have gone to Brussels, the capital of Europe, to be able to speak and to act in a free way. What we cannot do in Spain. Here they will be put in jail for 30 years, as if they were terrorists.
I think that he made a wrong decision. He should have stayed here and respond in front of the court about the decision he made before.
He should have stayed and faced the consequences of what he has done and keep on fighting for what he wants. When you have convictions, it can be risky, but you don't run away. It doesn't make sense. The Associated Press reports that the U.S. Postal Service, which has desperately been trying to turn a profit for the last decade, is attempting to get an edge on the holiday market by offering inexpensive next-day delivery with Sunday home delivery. The USPS is running a pilot program in 20 major U.S. cities but has not announced which stores are participating in the new program. Walmart company spokesman Ravi Jarawala told the Associated Press that they are considering offering Sunday delivery. Target and Best Buy have declined to comment. The move is aimed at consumers who are perhaps mall-weary, do not care to haggle with traffic and checkout lines, and are willing to shop anywhere as long as the delivery is fast and inexpensive. Industry tracker ShipMatrix, Inc. estimates that this service addition will result in a 13% increase in business from 2016, allowing the USPS to capture 45.6% of the market share in peak holiday deliveries. In addition to seven-day-a-week delivery beginning November 26th, in some cities the USPS will offer Christmas Day delivery. Forget that day of rest. The almighty dollar has spoken. In this Celestial Musings, two stories crossed the Crusade Channel news desk yesterday concerning France, and neither of them were good. The first, from Catholic News Agency, concerns a statue in the city of Plermel of Pope St. John Paul II praying beneath an arch adorned with a cross on the top. A court has ruled that the cross be removed from the 25-foot statue because the statue is on public land and the cross's presence in a public location is contrary to law. France used to be referred to as the eldest daughter of the Catholic Church. If you ask me, I think that title is no longer applicable. Meanwhile, kudos to Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło, who offered to have the statue relocated to Poland and said that the dictatorship of political correctness is, quote, alien to our culture, which leads to terrorizing Europeans in their everyday life. Now, for the second of the two articles which crossed the Crusade News desk about France. Recently, France said that their state of emergency would continue on indefinitely. It had been in effect for nearly 2 years since the attack at the Bataclan and surrounding areas, which killed 137 in November 2015. That announcement this summer raised my little red flag up, for we all know that governments grab more power to intrude upon our lives during a crisis. While France has decided to officially end its state of emergency today. The catch? They are retaining the extra powers they have grabbed to conduct searches, close religious facilities, place extra security in target areas, and restrict movements of those they suspect have terrorist ties. Marie-Jane Audy, vice president of a judges' union, told the newspaper Le Figaro, "They tell us we're ending the state of emergency, but they are actually making it eternal. It's an intellectual scam." Yes, it absolutely is. France, your liberté is going down the tubes. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Jungblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.